Good to go.
Good to go.
All right. So, we have, first one is going to be Short Story Brewing, and it is a special exception application to establish tavern. Property is located at 1550 Deep Creek Drive, Unit I, McHenry, Maryland, 21541. Tax map 50, parcel 711, and is zoned town center. And Abigail is here to speak.
Abby?
Okay, any correspondence?
Just one phone call from one of the neighbors, and he was in favor and will become one of your patrons.
Free beer, right? Well, come on up and we'll swear you in. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give in this application for a special exception for the Duke Creek Watershed Boulder zoning appeals is the truth, the whole truth, and so you swear or affirm?
I do.
And name and address for the record.
My name is Abigail Kapishki, and I live at 384 Ferrers Run Road in Reedsville, West Virginia, 26588.
Okie dokie. And you're a partner in this? Or?
Yeah, I'm one of the owners. There's three owners. My brother, Aaron, who runs our tap room sales and distribution, and my husband, Mike, who is our head brewer.
So okay. All right, we were out there today, looked at the building, you're well on your way, and just tell us what your plan is. We have your stuff that you submitted in writing, but we still have to go through and take the testimony that meets the stuff for a special exception.
Yeah, so we brew our own beer in Reedsville, West Virginia. We have a craft brewery, a smaller brewery as breweries go. We have a maximum capacity of 600 barrels. We have a small taproom attached to our brewery there in West Virginia, and we've always wanted to have a second location where we can continue our passion about being part of a community and sharing our love of craft beer and everything that goes along with that. We came up and looked at the space, and we're excited to make this our second home. Kind of perfect location for us, just about the right size. Beautiful view, and we're just really excited to expand into your neighborhood.
Okay, who wants to ask questions?
You're gonna hold on to those for a minute.
There's no real effect on the traffic, noise, smell. Your hours of operation.
Yeah, they seem to be pretty reasonable.
Yes, so we plan to be open noon through 11 on Wednesday through Sunday and closed on Monday and Tuesday.
Well, I think that's fine, but I wouldn't hold you to that. What I would do is set pretty much the standard we do for everybody else in the FSL and everybody else in the district about no outside entertainment past 10 o'clock. And do you plan on having anything?
No, we don't plan on having outside
entertainment. Okay. No.
What's the fire marshal say about capacity?
35. Right now we submitted our floor plan at 35. I said we could go up to 49 without needing a secondary exit.
It's nice to know if you're only 49, you can lose that. Mm-hmm. 59 is too much.
50 is just too big.
Well, fire marshals, you jump through those hoops.
Yeah.
You've got a lighted exit sign on your team.
Lighted exit sign and three fire extinguishers, and it's a small enough space.
Right. What do you have? What will you have in there at a time? One bartender?
We'll always have two folks on staff. Cool. So, our tap room in West Virginia can get, fairly busy, and we want to make sure that we've got, two staff members. We have security cameras, putting in that second bathroom. Part of our process is filling growlers. I don't know if you guys are familiar with growlers, but like those takeaway jugs. And so a lot of people like to do that, fill it with a couple of different varieties of craft beer and take it with them, and that process takes time, so we never want like a bartender tied up filling dollars and not being able to serve the customers. So we've learned that we always need
It's not too far to drive Reedsville.
No.
No, it's easy.
Yeah, it's not too far. Have you ever been to Reedsville?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
I used to go to Cheat River, and that was one of the ways to go to put in and take out.
Yep.
It's the middle of nowhere.
Middle of nowhere.
Old 19, right?
Old 19. That's where I was born. My brother and I were born there. Our debris is 1 mile from where we grew up. But the population is about 800, so we're hoping to get a little bit more traffic up here.
You guys compete with Screech Owl over there?
Oh, we love Screech Owl. Now, we're good friends with them.
Very good folks.
Yeah, no competition at all. Budweiser's our competition.
There you go. I guess we're overing.
Oh, no, when I'm at a craft brewery, as long as you got a good blonde, that's okay. And I mean beer.
Yeah, right.
I'm glad. Sorry.
Yes, we have all right.
The traffic's not going to be an issue. Anything else we need to cover?
Parking is covered.
Yeah. No outside entertainment. Yeah, so
you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, hours are good.
Noise. We're just trying to cover there are five different specifics that we need to hit on to make sure that we've got everything covered for you.
Bruce, you're quiet over there.
I'm good. Good luck.
Thank you.
Yeah, state police aren't that far away either, so if it gets real rowdy, you know. Those boys will have something to do.
You know, they when it comes to a bar fight, they just sit back and wait about a half hour.
We're all experienced.
Easier.
Yeah. I'm good. I don't have any more questions.
All righty. I think that's good enough. Okay. We'll move on to the next case. We'll make a decision probably here in a few minutes.
Okay, probably.
We're allowed 10 days, but I don't think we're going to argue 2 minutes.
Secondly, we have Joe Rafosco representing the Beauregard's application for 6-bedroom TVRU, special exception, located at 282 Biltmore Ridge Trail, tax map 49, parcel 147, lot 14, grid 1, is zoned Lake Residential 1. It's all yours, Joe.
Correspondence in this one?
Nothing.
Okay.
All right, do your magic.
I think it's the first
oh,
time.
Oh, wait a minute. We got to swear you in. Do you solemnly swear affirm the testimony you're about to give in this application for special exception for the Duke Creek Watershed Board of Zoning Appeals, truth, the whole truth, so you swear affirm?
I do.
Name and address for the record.
Joe Rafosco, 203 Red Brown Heights, Oakland, Maryland, 21550. As I was going to say, it's the first time that no one's been in here for me, so I'm kind of cut and dry on this one. I kind of knew that one. It's easy. It's up in the Biltmore. Honestly, 3 lots down is no watershed, so no one up there can test. I have another 6 bedrooms around the corner that's getting built right now, too, that's not in watershed. So this is a 6-bedroom. He's done everything that zoning's asked as far as sprinkler systems, parking, smoke detectors, everything in there. Great people, it's nice to have him in Garrett County. They will be up next weekend to the house, but I know you guys were up there this morning, I'm assuming, so parking is plenty. We do have the house next door that we rent, so we're kind of pretty much up there all the time. As you can see, we have multiple houses. I think it's 10 right now, and it's growing. It's going to need some zip code pretty soon, the way it is running up there.
How many TRVUs do you have up there, Jonah?
Say it again.
How many TRVUs do you have up there now? In that?
Well, there's 13 total on this sheet. Do you guys have the same sheet I got? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You do. 13 right now in there, but there's 15, 20 homes being built. I don't know if you guys have any, but I mean, someone, I don't know if you know, I'm not going to mention any names, but they're putting modular up there. I mean, there's still renting. Crazy. So it's a matter of what you put in them, I guess, at this point. I've never seen a modular on in the watershed, but they're going up. Yeah. I know you guys probably see them up there. You did one, didn't you?
Done three of them.
Yeah. Crazy. Beautiful one, though.
Two or three weeks, right?
One of them's on your list.
Yeah. Awesome. Go up at ours. So any questions? I've never really had to turn around and talk to neighborhood like that today. So I guess all my questions are towards you.
Pretty standard.
Well, you're going to include the in the record this stuff we got, right?
Absolutely.
So that covers pretty much everything, doesn't it?
I believe Joe already has supplied that to us, and it was should have been in your packets that I sent out.
The approval from zoning and DPU, you mean? Is that Sean?
Yeah. Yeah. It should be all in there.
Joe, is it a secondary home?
It is a secondary home. It's investment home, I guess. Just like most of the other ones up there. Mm-hmm. I think there's only a couple of residentials in that area. They do have patrol up there that kind of runs through there. Again, I'll still have Jeff Murphy on our payroll that runs around every weekend. Just, he missed one last week. All right.
Ice not knocking anything down. Ice not knocking anything down up there.
Yeah, no, I still got about 50 homes not in power right now. That was a mess. We had to take a buggy out Hardy's Peninsula to check all the houses.
I just went out there. I got one out there. I got a house out there. I went out and checked on today. You can get around. I got a sign there, but. And electric. I was surprised.
And the Rock Lodge doesn't have power yet?
No. Rock Lodge and still some of the Yellowstone cabins have them. As far as I know, last night they don't either.
Paradise Point still doesn't have. I just left there. Right, I was in there checking
out
Mike's
downtown house.
It is so cold in that house that my phone lost power. I had 60% charge in it, and by the time I got done what I was doing in that house, I came out and my phone died. I went, holy cow, it is cold in here.
One of my check today was down to 48.
Inside. I got was 37.
Yeah, 48's the worst I had.
Oh, yeah. I had a 42 in the upstairs apartment. Somebody forgot to buy gas.
Yeah, somebody forgot to buy gas, huh?
So we checked on Tuesday. We didn't get out of school that Tuesday. My whole staff checked 400 homes that day.
Exactly. One
day.
Dang.
You're out there.
All right, anybody got any questions?
Alex.
Which one is this? This is
the first one, short story.
Short story. Okay. This is the tavern. Ever.
Stack them up.
Make a motion to approve.
We got a motion to approve. Got a second discussion. The standard stuff we deal with taverns.
Second.
The standard rules that apply to taverns about hours of operation outside. She said no outside music, so
yeah.
We'll go with that for now. But she can have
it'll
to
all be
apply
satisfied through us. Yeah.
All right. Yes. Yes. And anything else?
So there's no, I mean, there's no reason for any special conditions, right? I mean, like you said, no music, that's a big deal.
No, I don't, I can't think of what there is in the way, they have no outside speakers and lighting. We already got all that, so I think we're okay.
You can write that down if you'd like on my line.
I just put STD standard.
Whatever Bob says.
Yeah.
Is this still the 19th?
It is. 1919. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? I think it passed.
Just yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
You're good to go.
CC.
Thank you. Best of luck.
Thanks. Yeah, good luck.
You bet.
I will. I'm the hardware store right down the road, so I can walk up from there. Or maybe stagger home. And roll downhill from there.
Awesome. All right. Safe travel, Dave.
Call us if you have any questions.
I will. Thank you so much.
Be careful.
All right.
I'll make the motion to approve.
Are you sure you want to do that?
I have enough argument here tonight to mouth anything. Show up.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
You guys working together tonight. That's nice. Any discussion? Standard stuff again, I'm guessing.
So, I was talking to Mr. Edwards, and one of the biggest things is to get everyone TBRU'd in the whole county. Obviously, it's going to have to go through you guys, but we're proposing that to everyone, and it would be a significant amount of money that everybody would have to pay, especially on top of mountain. I mean, again, I got probably 40, 50 homes that aren't TBRU.
They're outside the zone.
They're outside the zone, but they're not, really. I mean, in my mind, they're
well,
not.
That's not going to affect them because they won't be, it won't be in the watershed.
I understand. That's why you need to change that rule. Again, you guys are the only ones to be able to do that. That everyone in Pierre County, rather than just the watershed, needs.
Planning
Commission will make the rule change. They could make it for us to do that, but have proposed changes to zoning whenever they finish the plan, comprehensive plan, and we're looking, another 6 months for that at best. But when I get that done, we want to make TVRs just decide we don't want to hear these anymore.
No, and I don't blame you. I mean, 8 bedrooms, yeah. I mean, you got the...
Well, if you want it in one spot, it's okay and not another, but Planning Commission needs to make a decision on what they want to allow and what they don't want to allow, because it always makes enemies out of neighbors, and it's not good.
Well, I mean, not if you're aware, but they did change the rule that I can call it 10 bedrooms now. It's two houses side by side owned by the same owner. He has 2 5-bedrooms. I can call it a 10-bedroom. That you guys changed. I heard that someone changed that rule, so we've been advertising that, which is not that good. The only reason we did is because the competition's doing it.
Sure.
But if it's on the same dwelling, it could be next door, and we have one. And we have a couple of them actually. That same owner owns them. It rents better as a 10-bedroom than it does 2 5.
Mm-hmm.
Brings more people in, more wear and tear, and you know, that.
Sure, and now you got.
That's how we want. Yeah. Now. I mean, our whole philosophy is family oriented, but we know that doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Off the record, obviously.
The problem's going to be that they'll all end up in one house together, at least while they're not sleeping.
Correct.
Are you saying you guys support making TBRUs countywide? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
You support that?
The other reason why I do it, mm-hmm. we wanted to do it, it was suggestions of not raising accommodation tax.
Mm-hmm.
And that was some of the suggestions that we brought to them, as well as there's a lot of non-TBRUs out there that are in the watershed, and we know of them.
Through like Airbnb and stuff like that. That's what I was getting at. I was going to ask if that was a problem for you.
So that mm-hmm. means that they don't pay accommodation right. tax, and that means Mojo can spend $500 on a 5-bedroom here when I'm trying to get $800 out of it.
Right.
Because they're not paying the taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, we want a certain standard in our house. This is the reason why we keep it there. But the Red Roof House for 8 months didn't have any accommodation tax paying. Added it up, it was $30,000.
Enforcement will be the problem. We have no way of enforcing these things. You know what I mean?
No. The only way you can enforce them is to make sure the county accommodation tax people are taxing.
But that's what I'm saying. The county has no way. We've run into this before. They have no way to enforce this. We put these rules. I'm with you. I agree with you. And I was wondering if that was a problem with the Airbnbs and the VBROs. You know what I mean, huh?
Take their dock away.
If you find them, but
different
I'm just
agency.
Saying, we have nobody, they don't have the staff to go out and patrol. Once they find them, that's fine, but they have no, right, Bruce, they have no.
They don't, but that's not to say they couldn't.
Mm-hmm. Well, when it comes to money, that's a pretty big motivator. And I know Paul Edwards had talked to me, and I think Steve one night, about the, what do you think about these TVRs that are outside of, that aren't paying anything, aren't even licensed. So, well, why not? They should be.
Right. Right. And that's why we make it, another one would be making it countywide. So, and it doesn't matter if you're in a watershed or not, or play dumb and say, I didn't know anything about it. Well, once you buy a house, a realtor should say, hey, if you're going to rent it, you need to get this license, no matter what.
Well, I know
if you have a TVRU, then it should be with the accommodation taxes saying, okay, they aren't paying. They should know that. They're on the same system.
Well, you got people that it generally boils down to the same thing we got now. The people that are going to rat on you. Competitors are going to rat on you when they find out it's past that. And I'm down in Florida, and the information that comes with your tax stuff, one of the little handouts in it is call in any people that you know of that are renting anything less than 6 months in a row down there. You're paying accommodation tax.
Threaten them or anything like that, you know, let them be professionally managed. And when I say professionally, all of our rental companies here, other than Picasso at this point, has to be on a professional standards because of the real estate. We have to be under real estate laws. So we have to be professional licensed.
Do the big agency, Airbnb and those guys, at some point they were exempt from accommodation tax, the online bookers.
Well, a lot of those, because their booking place was in Chicago. Well, Chicago's grabbing that money, not here. They're just dispersing it here. So then that's where it was up to the homeowner to pay the accommodation tax, not the Airbnbs, but Maryland changed that law.
And I know Maryland was, we talked, well, Chamber talked to him and says, it's not fair to our local businesses that these guys are not paying the accommodation taxes. And I know, kind of thought they'd done something with it, as they should.
I just think we need to have a committee. We left, 12 years ago, 13 years ago, from Raley's, it kind of went to segregated companies. There used to be a committee. Rental committee that gathered every month and even brought it. Zach Taylor's the one actually brought up most of these rules. And I think it needs to be back so we can, you know, not get surprised and say, oh, you just got 2% added on your accommodation tax, which starts next week. You know, it's a big hit for us. We haven't felt it yet because we have, it's booking, so I can't, once I start January 1st with bookings, is that's when the 2% starts.
No, they just saw, and the worst thing is that's supposed to go for economic development and promotion of the county, and now that's going into the general fund, and that's wrong. But they're looking for revenue anywhere they can get it.
Educate you guys, educate, you know, it's nothing. It's to the point to where Paul was coming in our office saying, okay, well, you know, where should people come from? Where do you guys advertise? They didn't know any of that. So we sat down with them for probably a good 2 weeks, and it went nowhere. Nothing against Paul. I like Paul's good friends.
Well, this was at the Raley party in the summer, that business after hours. I talked to him, so that's 6 months ago or something. I haven't heard anything more about it.
Well, now they're going to start getting 8% after July 1st.
So. Well, they got it. It's only fair that if one person has to pay it, everybody has to pay it.
Well, the problem is that there's not countywide zoning. It's spotted. It's the little towns and it's Deep Creek Watershed. Mm-hmm. That's why I was saying they won't have anything to do with anything that's not within the parameters of the Deep Creek Watershed, because that's what they patrol.
If you're talking about the decision
to go outside of the watershed, like up on the mountain there, where it ends, is going to be to the Planning Commission. Is who it needs to be voted on.
Let's not let zoning enter into that problem. The fact is, we don't have zoning But we got so many state regulations and health department regulations and stuff like that, that you can't just go build a place where there's no zoning.
I'm just saying, we're all here doing the same thing. We want to bring money into Garrett County. We want to keep them here. We got to make everyone play on the same ball field, and it's not. But it's really hard when you're the honest group in it, and you have someone next door that you know that's coming on your market because it's sold or something, and this house has been a rental for 3 years, and it's like, you know, under the radar. When I come up talk to Mark and say, hey, give me this TVRU, and he goes, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, they should have, the Planning Commission should take that up, because that's who really does it. Bruce is on it. And, but you can call Tony Dury, the chairman.
You'd better
at a formal meeting probably, so right. There's a record of what's going on. Right. You might want to check with Kevin and all, but they should be doing it.
There's just so much money out there to be missed right now.
So do you think, Joe, that you could come up with a number that equates to dollars, you know, that
we already had it. We already handed it to Kevin.
So when someone says, and I believe this, someone says we don't have any, Bruce said it, and I'm not picking on Bruce, but we say we don't have a way to enforce that. If you were to recoup those funds, would you not then be able to potentially to pay salaries for people that could in fact enforce?
What number did you say?
Oh, there's a good 250 to 300. My problem is they're giving so much more to Mark that, you know.
He needs help.
He needs help.
The
he,
thing
he's
is
not even inspecting my homes anymore, just so you guys know. They took it away from him. He inspected them every 2 years. It's not happening anymore. No offense to you guys. I'm just saying he doesn't have time. Right. So you're telling me someone who's honest and has a five-bedroom and sneaking another bedroom in there like a Verbo would, it's not getting checked anymore.
The thing is that you don't really even need somebody out there to police us because they're going to police it themselves.
They're professional.
He's going to know that it's there, and he lets us know. And we've had that conversation before about the ones that are in the watershed. So it's not like you have to have somebody out there looking for rentals. They're going to identify
it's
themselves.
It's all over the net, yeah.
Exactly. All you gotta identify themselves on the internet and advertising. They have to do that.
It would be an easy rule for a TVRU. All you have to do is add that you have an emergency line that someone's going to be at your house, at the rental house, within a certain time.
Yeah,
Verbo cannot do that.
You mean not like the guy that we had a couple months ago was 3 hours, 4 hours.
Oh, yeah. He was going to do his own.
He's going to do it up.
I mean, that's what I have to do with public pools. I have to be there within 15 minutes.
Yeah.
For 8 months.
Is that right?
And then we sent him a certified letter, and he pulled it to a five-bedroom. Or seven.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, who's checking up on it?
Well, we can look at it. I mean, those are questionable, and we know about them.
There's so much marketing out there.
Oh, no. I'm just saying the ones that specifically have become a problem, we know, and we can look at that. But
well, there's other options there, too. I mean, frankly, if you got a rowdy crowd and you got problems, that's a police job. Mm-hmm. It's you know, and you should be making enough money on your accommodation tax to cover that expense.
Yeah. Sure.
Now, you shouldn't have to do it. You guys can get in trouble for some of that stuff. No. You know, you can't arrest anybody. All you can do is say, quiet down.
I went in pretty hardcore in someone else's.
Well, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. But.
That's just the attention getter.
Ever since we started this, I've had Jeff Murphy. He used to have the badge, now he doesn't have to do it anymore, but he knows how to talk to people. I mean, he can settle them down pretty easy, or he can make a phone call real quick. So I've never really experienced any rowdy individuals. We legally can't kick them out. We can, but if they're drinking and they wreck, it's on this guy, you know. So, you know, you try to do the best you can.
Now, there's a need there, there's no doubt. We're not going to solve that one tonight.
Mm-hmm.
The deputy wants us out.
Was he there?
Oh, he's. I said it'd be a short one, I don't want to lie to you. I get through the maze.